Welcome to Union City Radio for Friday, July 31st. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. The AFL-CIO's Executive Pay Watch report, released earlier this week, shows that there is still a huge gap between the pay of corporate CEOs and working people. CEO pay has increased on average $3.4 million over the past 10 years. Meanwhile, the average U.S. worker's pay increased just over $8,000. In fact, from 2018 to 2019, that same worker received barely more than a $1,500 raise. The problem isn't that there's not enough money to go around, it's that those at the top are keeping most of it for themselves. The report highlights the importance of passing the HEROES Act to address the negative effects of the pandemic on working people. You can find the report at aflcio.org/paywatch. On today's labor calendar, labor and civil rights leaders Norman and Velma Hill are the special guests of tonight's Coalition to Repeal Right to Work meeting at 7 p.m. Details at dclabor.org. Click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1999, the Great Shipyard Strike of 1999 ended after steelworkers at Newport News Shipbuilding ratified a breakthrough agreement which nearly doubled pensions, increased security, ended inequality, and provided the highest wage increases in company and industry history for nearly 10,000 workers at the yard. The strike lasted 15 weeks. Today's labor quote is by Alton Brown, one of the steelworkers who struck Newport News Shipbuilding in 1999, who said, "I'm not going to cross the line the way I've been treated all these years. You ask for a raise and the supervisors say, sure, I'll raise you, from working on the second ship deck up to the third ship deck." The Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Our new normal includes social distancing, but don't let that keep you from continuing your education. With extended registration and semester dates and additional financial aid options, the Union Plus free college program remains a great way to further your education while keeping safe. Learn more and enroll now at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.